Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Kathy Simmons, talking FMD in just a moment.
Did you know consumers are learning more about the nutritional benefits that are packed into 3 ounces of lean beef? In 15 years, Your Beef Checkoff has funded research that has more than quadrupled the number of lean beef cuts to nearly 40. Research supported by the Checkoff shows that in each serving of beef, consumers get protein for muscles, B vitamins for brain function, iron for blood, zinc for their immune system, and 5 other key nutrients. Learn more at MyBeefCheckoff.com. Paid for by Your Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council at OKLABeef.org.
The Gallagher name offers tremendous credibility both in college athletics and in wheat farming in the Southern Plains. Now the Gallagher variety has a descendant. Introducing Smith's Gold, a hard winter wheat variety developed by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Smith's Gold offers dual protection against Hessian fly and green bug, as well as increased resistance to stripe rust. And Smith's Gold's milling and baking quality is as good as gold. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Continuing our conversation with Dr. Kathy Simmons, Chief Veterinary Officer of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And today we're talking about a foreign animal disease that can strike fear into the hearts of livestock producers when you bring it up. FMD, foot and mouth disease. It's not been in the United States in our lifetimes, but it could cause havoc if it arrives.
First off, FMD hadn't been in this country since 1929, but it is a highly contagious, infectious viral disease of cloven-hoofed or two-toed animals. So that means our swine population is going to be at risk, our cattle population is going to be at risk, goats, some wildlife. So we need to be prepared. When we had smaller numbers of these animals, we could simply operate on a theory of depopulation, which for a type 3 or smaller outbreak, you might, or a focal outbreak, you might still be able to do. But if you have, a large 100,000 head feed yard, you know, you're going to have to depopulate all these animals, then you might have some problems. So they're looking at what has been done in other areas that have more recently had FMD outbreaks to handle them. Vaccination has become part of an FMD control program for USDA APHIS. That means that we have to have adequate supplies of FMD vaccine available for surge capacity and emergency use. We are involved with FMD banks where we cooperatively share bank with Canada and Mexico. Our resources right now are not where they should be. We need to increase those because, as I've said, our populations of at-risk animals have dramatically increased since these banks were created. So that means that we are going to have additional funding to purchase additional vaccine. Now, FMD vaccine is a little more complex than other vaccines because we have 7 serovars or 7 different strains or types of this disease, and then there are multiple subtypes or other types within these serovars, and there's no cross-protection. So that means you have to evaluate where maybe, say, your 10 high-threat serovars for this country and have supplies on hand. It is also a vaccine that has limited production in the world, which means that there are contracts out for the commercial vaccines with the different countries, and if you don't have contracted or banked vaccine available, it may be for a country like the United States where we have such a large animal population, there just wouldn't be the capacity to produce enough FMD vaccine if we had an outbreak. So, and what I'm trying to say, Ron, is we need to prepare now because we may not be able to buy our way out of it if we are in a crisis.
When you start talking about an FMD outbreak, you'd be talking about a lot of animals in a hurry, potentially, if we're in any of the major production areas. We'd be talking about a lot of animals that would need that vaccine protection, right?
Well, I think you would look at that as a control mechanism, yes. And I think certainly, as I said, in a smaller outbreak, you might depopulate. But in a larger outbreak, you're going to probably have to use vaccine. You're going to have to use vaccine to control the spread of the disease. And you're going to have to probably use vaccine in the period where you're trying to become free. You know, as they do in many of these countries where FMD is endemic, in some areas of South America, they are still using vaccine and have been using it for several years. So I think we as a country need to be better prepared than we are now. So we are working with other commodity groups, especially with the swine industry, to lobby for additional funding for FMD vaccine and looking at the farm bill as a possible vehicle for that.
NCBA veterinarian Dr. Kathy Simmons. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, wheat producers, Joe and Mary Jo Pieper have five certified wheat varieties for sale this year for fall planting. We've got top quality seed of the following varieties: Monument, Flint, Dones, Gallagher, and Larry. Larry's also available as registered seed to KWA members. You can call Joe at 580-541-1949. Their Oklahoma seed license is 0080-9140. That phone number for Joe Pieper, again, is 580-541-1949. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.